CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Last-minute Valentine's Day shoppers are seeing red over inflation.
There's 17 pieces in here. That's almost a dollar for a single piece of chocolate.
Love costs plenty in that heart-shaped box of chocolates in Boston, and President Trump blamed Joe Biden today for the January inflation report. The government says consumer prices were up 3% over 1 year ago. CBS's Jill Schlesinger says there were increases in everything from gas to groceries.
The cost of food was up by 2.5% from a year ago. Of course, it costs more to eat out of the home than in the home. Food away from home higher by 3.4% for the year for the last 12 months. And if you eat at home, it will cost you 1.9% more than it did a year ago.
On social media, President Trump said interest rates should be lowered today. In Brussels, Defense Secretary Hegseth said NATO membership for Ukraine might not be realistic, and he called for an international force without U.S. troops to provide future security guarantees for the country, suggesting Ukraine might have to live with Russia's gains on the battlefield.
We want, like you, a sovereign and prosperous Ukraine. But we must start by recognizing that returning to Ukraine's pre-2014 borders is an unrealistic objective.
Freedom after years in Russian captivity for American teacher Mark Fogel was welcomed at the White House.
The love that I was given sustained me for 3.5 years in a prison that had me in hospitals for more than 100 days.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe in Washington.
President Trump said the terms of the deal were very fair, but this morning the Kremlin says an unidentified Russian citizen was freed in the United States in exchange for Fogel's release.
Eight inspectors general fired by President Trump have filed a federal lawsuit claiming their terminations were unlawful. In the nation's mid-Atlantic states, snow and ice, as we hear from CBS's Jim Krasula.
More than 80 million people are under winter storm warnings and advisories. Air travel has been snarled. Many schools and businesses are closed. Tens of thousands are without power. Still, Mary Ann Baker and her family are enjoying the snow on Maryland's eastern shore.
Definitely a fan, especially with boys. We've already built a snowman. Natalie said they wanted to go sledding, so here we are.
There's a significant risk of severe storms today, including tornadoes, across the mid and deep south.
The Education Department today rescinded a Biden memo that threatened to upend college name, likeness, and image payments. Checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 274 points, S&P down 27. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Stand by for snow. A winter storm warning kicks in today, and the impact of it all has led to snow emergencies in Racine and Kenosha. Most schools have made the decision to close. That includes Racine and Kenosha Unified. The heaviest snow is expected later, with 5 to 9 inches currently expected. The latest is coming up in the forecast. Racine officials say they're working to improve snow removal efforts after facing criticism for the last time. A statement from the city of Racine says they've increased staffing. However, they're reminding people that plows prioritize main roads. A 36-year-old Illinois man has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for a 2023 homicide in Racine that resulted in the death of his brother. Keshawn Butler had pleaded guilty to second-degree reckless homicide last year. A team of girls from Case High School has achieved a historic first. You can read more about that accomplishment at RacineCountyEye.com. Again, snow emergencies have been called in Racine and Kenosha, and most schools have made the call to close. We'll have more about that winter storm warning coming up in the forecast. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Marquette gets the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles got a win at home, 68-58 over DePaul. Cam Jones, 19 points in the game, moved him to the number 3 all-time leading scorer in Marquette history. Stevie Mitchell was 17 for the Golden Eagles and 9 assists on what was the game plan for the first half.
We knew they were going to go zone because they did that last time, so we prepared a lot for that zone. And, you know, as the game went on, just sticking with what we were doing, I think in the first half we were driving it hard, but we were missing missing some shots. They have good players. They're contesting it. So I think we just were able to stick with what we were doing, even though the results necessarily weren't what we wanted in terms of finishing or making shots. And I just think that's a testament to, you know, our trust in each other, our trust in, you know, our coaches, and, you know, our coaches trusting us.
Marquette is now off until next Tuesday when they host Seton Hall. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Timberwolves tonight in Minnesota, their last game heading into the All-Star break. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A winter storm warning with a good 4 to 6 inches possible throughout the day. High temperatures will hit the upper 20s and snow could be quite heavy at times. It'll be enhanced by the lake with another 1 to 3 inches expected tonight. This would put storm totals anywhere from 5 to 9 inches. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 26 degrees at our studios.
Something therapeutic about hearing a Beach Boys song on a day like today. Are you with me on that? I'm Dan Marcus, asking the rhetorical questions around here. On the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before. Something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. Oh, once I can say this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me.
Oh, desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can sing. It's this right, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. For once in my life, somebody that.
From Radio Park to Racine Quarry, local news and timeless hits.
Goes on, the beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da. Charleston was once the rage. Goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
The grocery store, the supermarket. To war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La-da-da-da-da.
Grandma's sitting in chairs and reminisce.
Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss.
The cars keep a-going faster all the time. Goes on, the beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Makes me feel fine, blowing the rose of jasmine in my paper laying on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walked on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Minutes ago, I played a Beach Boys song, right? And called it therapeutic on a day like today. Is that also the case for Summer Breeze by Seals and Crofts? Just asking. I'm Dan Marcus on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Valentine's Day, 2 days away. And now's the time to get your hands on a copy of the Mannheim Steamroller Romance CD. It's a CD copy of some classic romance songs, well crafted, just a beautiful, beautiful album of songs. You're hearing one of them right now, theme from Love Story. And you can pick up a fresh copy of Mannheim Steamroller's Romance CD if you're the first caller now at 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. Call now for your copy of Mannheim Steamroller's classic romance album, the perfect accompaniment for you and whatever plans you have for Valentine's Day. It's free from Mannheim Steamroller and from WRJN.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. This Valentine's Day, sweeten the moment with a dessert they'll love. Warm their heart with cobbler fresh from the oven, paired perfectly with creamy vanilla bean ice cream. Or fall in love with freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls, comforting treats for a chilly winter's day. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max. Face the three. Takes the three. Left side. Yes, sir.
Fades.
Fades. Flips. Good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up. Got it. With the right hand. It counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk. Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
History. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too,
what a wonderful world this would be.
Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a slide rule is for. But I do know
one and one is two.
And if this one
could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be.
Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. Well, maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about
history.
Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that
I love you.
And I know that
if you love me too,
la ta 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 ta.
History. Biology.
Well, la ta 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 ta.
Science book. French I took.
Yeah. But I do know that
I love you.
And I know that
if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. The Lemon Pipers. Here's a medley of all their greatest hits. It's Green Tambourine, WRJN.
Drop your silver in my tambourine. Help a poor man build a pretty dream. Give me pennies, I'll take anything. Green tambourine. Watch the jingle jangle start to shine. Reflections of the music that is mine. When you toss a coin, you hear it sing. Now listen while I play.
green tambourine.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. WRJN in partnership with the Racine County Eye to bring you the best local news coverage possible. Now, Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's now 5 to 9 inches. The latest update from the National Weather Service has slightly adjusted snow totals for today and tonight. The winter storm warning gets going at midday and runs through tomorrow morning. Snow emergencies have been called in some communities, which will impact where you can park. Racine and Kenosha are among those communities. Schools have made the decision to close with the threat of a messy ride home, the reason for the snow day. The National Weather Service says lake effect snow is involved, which makes predictions difficult. The latest is coming up in the forecast. Again, snow emergencies in Racine and Kenosha, and most schools have made the decision to close. A 36-year-old Illinois man will spend 10 years in a Wisconsin prison for a homicide in Racine 2 years ago. Keshawn Butler was sentenced this week in the shooting that resulted in the death of his brother. Butler pleaded guilty to second-degree reckless homicide in October. The shooting happened near 10th and College in Racine, where Butler confronted his brother after a dispute. Butler fled following the shooting and was arrested in Kenosha after a brief standoff.
With the Lombardi Trophy handed out, attention now gets turned to Lombardi Avenue. Lisa Hale has more about the NFL draft coming to Titletown.
The event is expected to bring hundreds of thousands of people to the Green Bay area in April. Mayor Eric Genrich says that the only issue he's seeing right now is in transportation.
Patty Kiewicz, who runs our transit service here within the city of Green Bay, does a fantastic job, has a really good plan. But we have an undersized transit system in comparison to a Detroit or a Kansas City or,
right,
you know, some of these other communities. And so we're going to be waiting for some more, I think, you know, more detailed plans from the NFL. Talking about how they're going to get people throughout the community.
Genrich made his comments on a recent episode of Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. Find it at civicmedia.us.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A winter storm warning with a good 4 to 6 inches possible throughout the day. High temperatures will hit the upper 20s and snow could be quite heavy at times. It'll be enhanced by the lake with another 1 to 3 inches expected tonight. This would put storm totals anywhere from 5 to 9 inches. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 26 degrees at our studios.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk of about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. They say, brandy, you're a fine girl. A braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day bringing gifts from far away, but he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, Brandy, silent town, and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Songs of 1972, The Looking Glass, and Brandy, You're a Fine Girl. I'm Dan Marcus on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
I long to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so lonely.
me know. But although you are true, I'm attracted to you all the more. Why do I need you so?
news and timeless hits, WRJN. What's going on? Well, we'll tell you that with Stuart J. Waddles, bottom of the hour, and CBS News at the top of the hour. But before we get to that, a reminder that last night, boys high school basketball here on WRJN, the Waterford Wolverines, down the Burlington Demons, 70-52, the final score. Our next game on WRJN is that same Waterford team, the Wolverines, taking on Union Grove on Friday night. Hear the whole game here on WRJN. As you're driving around, please take it easy because conditions are far from ideal, and there can be a lot of snow in certain pockets. So be careful. Or better yet, just stay home and leave the driving to the professionals. Okay? Just thought I'd pass that along to you. WRJN.
Love is in the air at Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove. Spread kindness this February with the Love Chain fundraiser. For just $1, add a link to the growing Love Chain. And every dollar collected will directly support Oak Ridge Care Center here in Union Grove. So whether you're grabbing your favorite coffee or simply looking to brighten someone's day, be part of something special with Just Brew It on Main Street. Because even the smallest acts of love can make the biggest impact. Open at 6 a.m. on weekdays and 7 a.m. on weekends.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it to keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you gotta buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook, a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. They toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. I can't see me loving nobody but you for all my life.
toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Great song from the Beatles.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now.
News and timeless hits. WRJN. Don't want me.
This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. The U.S. Senate has just confirmed President Trump's pick for Director of National Intelligence, the former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard.
Yeas are 52, nays are 48. Nomination is confirmed.
Every single Democrat opposed. Before the vote, Senator Chuck Schumer urged one last time against the confirmation.
Because we simply cannot, in good conscience, trust our most classified secrets to someone who echoes Russian propaganda and falls for conspiracy theories.
Gabbard was one of President Trump's most controversial nominees. She will now oversee U.S. spy agencies. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
The Trump administration delivers sobering news to Ukraine. CBS's Michael Wallace says it came from Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth at NATO headquarters.
Hegseth says President Trump wants to end the war by bringing both Russia and Ukraine to the table, but he warned Ukraine will have to make some sacrifices.
Returning to Ukraine's pre-2014 borders is an unrealistic objective.
Hegseth added,
the United States does not believe that NATO membership for Ukraine is a realistic outcome of a negotiated settlement.
He says any international force sent to Ukraine to help keep the peace will not include U.S. troops.
Mark Fogel said yesterday he felt like the luckiest man on earth after the teacher won his freedom from 3.5 years in a Russian prison.